Our two scripture readings for today remind us to open our eyes and to open our hearts to the people around us. In our first passage, which may seem very familiar to a lot of you, a lawyer asked Jesus, how can he inherit eternal life? And Jesus reminds all the hearers of the great commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And then to give an illustration, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. It is set against the long-standing political division of pure-blood Jews and those who descended from mixed heritage, the Samaritans. Even though the Samaritans had the same basic beliefs, the racial differences made it so that they could not worship together. So against this background, Jesus told the parable of a Jewish man who is robbed and beaten and left at the side of a street. First, a Jewish priest walks by, someone you may think would stop. You know, he's highly respected in the community and known to do good deeds, but he walks on by. Then a Levite who was an employee of the temple and who helped to keep the temple holy and clean. Nope, he doesn't stop either. And then the Samaritan, the outsider, the outcast. He's the one who noticed the hurt man and stopped to help him. He even pays for the man to be taken care of out of the money in his own pocket. And then in the second passage you will hear, the Apostle Paul is talking to the people of Ephesus. These individuals had converted to Christianity. And in the section we will hear, Paul instructs the people of Ephesus in the principal duties of religion and tries is the key word, to give a sense of urgency. Paul explains to the people how it feels to be awake and alert and no longer sleeping. In this new life, the one where we are awake, we are called to focus on what is good, what is right, and what is true. When children of light, you and me, shine our lights on what is good, what is right, and what is true, God's love becomes evident in very profound ways. Hear now these words of Scripture.
The first reading today is from Luke 10, 25 through 37, which can be found on page 70 in your pew Bibles of the New Testament. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hand of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hand of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said, go and do likewise. And the second reading is from Ephesians 5, 8 through 14, page 191 in the New Testament. For once you were in darkness, but now, the Lord, you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
I remember the day very clearly. It was October 2008, and I was in my last semester in seminary. It was kind of a joy, even though I had to drive 2 hours up each way to Andover Newton, because I got to stay with my brother and his family, because they live in Boston. You see, my grandparents moved to be closer to my dad about 4 years earlier than this, and we got the call about 6 o'clock that morning that my grandmother, my nanny, had passed away. It wasn't totally unexpected. She was older, 92, and she was sick. But still, we took the news hard, my brother and I. But being the dedicated student that I was, I decided that I still needed to go to class and couldn't miss anything, because, you know, it was my second to last semester. So I went to class, and during our first break, I went out and called my parents and said, "How is Pop-Pop doing?" You see, my grandparents had met when they were 17. My grandmother was an orphan. My pop-pop had always taken care of my nanny. "How is pop-pop doing?" "Okay," they answered kind of tentatively, and I knew something was wrong. So I went back into class, and I wasn't crying, but I was just upset. One of my best friends, Shar, came over and said, "What's wrong?" And I told her that my grandmother had died. She immediately packed up my bag, went to talk to the professor, told him what had happened, and said, "We're going home. You're coming with me." I don't even remember how my car got back from Boston. I just know that I sat in the passenger seat next to Shar, and she talked the whole way home. I don't remember what I said. I do remember that we stopped at Friendly's because she was very worried that I hadn't had anything to eat. I don't remember any of the other details. I just will always remember that she noticed that something wasn't quite right and then did something about it. See, Jesus throughout the New Testament is trying to show us through parables and through his own healing stories that noticing is really important. I won't make you raise your hands, but how many of us go around with blinders on? You know, just trying to ignore the outside world and think about ourselves. It's not wrong. Or how many of us may see the hurt person by the side of the street or the sad person sitting next to us and just keep on moving, keep on doing what we have to do. Noticing, that's how Jesus often showed that he cared. And that's exactly what Barbara Howard did. You see, Barbara Howard works for NPR out of Boston. And you know, big snowstorms have been hitting Boston left and right. And so she was driving home one night at 1 a.m. and she happened to look left and saw at a, you know, the over, whatever we call it for the bus, a mother and a small child. And she drove by and then put the car in reverse and went backwards and said, "Where do you live?" And the woman said, "Off Brighton Avenue." And she said, "Get in the car." She didn't have a car seat, but she figured that in the weather was in the teens or single digits, that being in the car was a better place to be than at the bus stop. And so she drove this woman and she said, "So what do? I work at MIT in the cafeteria. I had to take 4 buses to get to work. You know, everybody's complaining that the buses are slow, but I had to get to work because, you see, if I didn't get there, I'd lose my job." And then after work, she had to take 2 more buses to get her child at her mother's house, and then she was waiting for bus 57 to make it home. It was 1 a.m., and she'd have to be up at 5 a.m. Commuters can complain all they want, but some people really rely on the system. She said, "Turn right here." And it was a huge hill going up. And Barbara asked, "This is where you live?" And her car was having such trouble getting up the snow-covered hill. And yet it did. And then the woman pointed left and said, "That's where I live, a shelter." And Barbara asked the woman, "You mean, does the bus drive you up this big hill?" "No." At 1 a.m., she has to carry her child up the snowy hill, slipping. And she said, "Sometimes I know she gets really annoyed at me, but I have to wake her up because I just can't make it up the hill with her in my arms." Barbara noticed that woman and her child at the bus stop. Barbara took the time to stop. And in this profound article commentary, she writes, "My boss got a hotel for me to stay for 3 nights so that we could cover the snowstorms. I could afford to take a taxi to work when I couldn't get my car uncovered." This woman couldn't afford those things. She was barely hanging on. And Barbara says in the article, from all the coverage she did, this was the most poignant. Do we even notice those around us? Sometimes it's our friends, sometimes it's our family, but sometimes it's strangers. Keep alert. Open your eyes and open your hearts. That's what Jesus did. Jesus noticed the people around him. And that's what Jesus calls us to do, to notice, to open our eyes and open our hearts. I know it sounds easy, right? We can all do it. It's really hard. Would you have stopped your car? Would I have stopped my car? Probably not. Keep alert. The other thing Jesus teaches us with this Good Samaritan parable is that not only notice, that's what the Good Samaritan did, notice that someone was hurt on the side of the street, but then to do something, to be present in their very need. That's what Shar did for me. She didn't ask me what I wanted to do because I probably would have hemmed and hawed and told her I had to stay in class. She just packed up my bag and told me to go to the car, and I listened. I don't know how many of you get the daily devotionals, but there was an outstanding one recently. The pastor, Pastor Matt, explains that at his church, once a year, they have a dinner for the older folks of the church to come. And guess who are the waiters and waitresses? So much like our pancake breakfast, it's 5th graders. They don't have a clue what they're doing, but it's fun, and the older people love it, because here are these little kids being their waiters. And so this little boy, Isaac, was so eager to be a waiter. He was so excited. He happened to be waiting on Pastor Matt's table, and next to Pastor Matt was an older gentleman who had a helmet because he had been having some balance troubles. And Isaac came over, and immediately the older gentleman says, "You remind me of my friend in Germany," and grabs his wrist. And little Isaac wasn't afraid. He simply slid his hand down and held the older gentleman's hand, said, "What was your friend's name?" and started talking to him. Pastor Matt said, "I would have been freaked out. Who is this man, and why is he telling me about his life in Germany?" But little Isaac took it in stride, asked him questions, held his hand, and simply smiled. The coffee was getting cold. The other people at the table were a little annoyed because they weren't getting their food. But there, Isaac and this gentleman holding hands, and Isaac smiling brightly to his new friend. I don't think that older gentleman came necessarily to get food, but he found a new friend in Isaac. So I'll be the first to claim that I'm often a fixer. I like to make things better and come up with a solution, and then... But Jesus, in a lot of his stories, that's not what he asks of us. Simply to be in the moment, to hold someone's hand, to play along with, you've come from Germany from a long time ago. Simply being present to someone's need. I know our lives are busy and our lives are cluttered, and they're filled with our to-do lists and our things to get done. But if anything, the readings that we heard today are calling us to be children of light, to notice those around us, and to be present to their need. Not to what we think is best, but to that person's need right in front of us. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, and maybe it's a complete stranger. At the end of that Good Samaritan story, does anybody remember the two words? Or actually, it's more than two, but go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. That's what we're called to do. Notice those around us and help and be present. That's what coming to this place reminds us each and every Sunday. Friends, go and do likewise. Notice those around you. Go and do likewise and be present to the need. Friends, go and do likewise.